Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. I'm Rich Drappolino. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan announced the company is freezing feature updates for 90 days, with all development focused on security and privacy issues, including review of third-party integrations. He also committed to enhancing Zoom's bug bounty program, releasing a transparency report listing requests from law enforcement and governments for data, and will hold a weekly webinar to discuss privacy and security updates. Yuan also said that the service has seen daily active users grow from 10 million in December to 200 million daily meeting participants in March across free and paid tiers. Amazon announced it started testing employee temperatures using no-contact forehead thermometers at site entrances, sending anyone over a 100.4 Fahrenheit degree temperature to go home. Temperature scans began this week at facilities in Seattle and New York City and will expand to more sites. All warehouse locations will also have surgical masks available next week, and the company will use machine learning to monitor building cameras to ensure employees maintain safe distances during shifts. The Information reports that, according to sources, YouTube is working on a new social media platform called Shorts. This would live inside the YouTube mobile apps, providing videos available in a newsfeed. Seemingly designed as a TikTok competitor, when creating videos, users would reportedly be able to use YouTube's existing catalog of licensed music as a background soundtrack. Sources say YouTube plans to release Shorts by the end of 2020. Google informed users of Neighbourly it plans to shut down the social Q&A app on May 12th. The app was launched in Mumbai 2 years ago as part of Google's Next Billion initiative, designed to let local communities ask practical questions and share data. Users will have 6 months after the shutdown to download their data. Apple announced it established a program for premium subscription video entertainment providers, allowing them to charge viewers by their own payment system, rather than using Apple's, which takes a 30% cut. As a result, Amazon Prime Video now allows purchases of movies and TV shows in its iOS and Apple TV apps. The program also allows for integration with Apple TV app, AirPlay 2 support, TVOS apps, universal search, Siri support, and single or zero sign-on. Cloudflare released its free DNS resolver 1.1.1.1 2 years ago, and now has released 1.1.1.1 for families, allowing households to use the DNS resolver to block malware and or adult content in their router settings. Malware-only blocking uses the DNS 1.1.1.2, while malware and adult content uses 1.1.1.3. In the coming months, Cloudflare says it will add additional configuration options, like setting site whitelists and blacklists, set times for when site categories as a whole are blocked, and reports about internet usage. Intel released new H-series 10th generation notebook CPUs built on their 14-nanometer Comet Lake architecture. All of the new chips support DDR4 2933 and come in Core i5, i7, and i9 ranges with between 4 and 8 cores. The top-end Core i9-1090HK features 8 cores and 16 threads, a base clock of 2.4 GHz, with a turbo up to 5.3 GHz, and an unlocked multiplier for overclocking. The i7 and i9 processors also include thermal velocity boost, which boosts clock speeds by 200 MHz if the CPU temperature is below 65 degrees Celsius. Xerox announced Tuesday it's abandoning its $30 billion hostile bid to take over HP Inc., citing the current public health crisis and resulting market fluctuations. Xerox's offer became public in early November after the companies failed to come to a merger agreement. 9to5 Mac reports that based on an early build of iOS 14 it obtained, Apple is working to improve the iCloud Keychain password manager on iOS with two-factor password integration that doesn't rely on email or SMS. Users will also reportedly be warned about recycled passwords. And finally, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced it will vote on a proposal to open up the 6 GHz band of unlicensed Wi-Fi use on April 23rd. This would provide more than twice the bandwidth as the 5 GHz band, supporting up to 7 160 MHz channels at once. FCC Chair Ajit Pai announced he approved the proposal last year, and the Wi-Fi Alliance announced the new Wi-Fi 6E designation for devices supporting the band back in January. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.